We have in studio another interview. So we have Adil Sali, who's the owner of Gents Pride Barber and the father to RX Radio reporter Kothar Sali. And he has set his sights on raising funds for RX Radio by hosting a barber competition, which we have been talking about a lot over the past few weeks. And this barber competition takes place on the 29th of September 2024. Adil initially became involved with the station through his daughter Kothar, who was admitted at Red Cross Hospital at the age of 7. Furthermore, RX Radio will be the beneficiary of this event called hashtag Blades of Honor for RX Radio. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. And you guys?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Good.
You have been in the barber industry for quite some time. Can you tell us about how you found your passion for cutting hair?
At a very young age. High school days. And I was also, you know, I was that one friend that normally, you know, that wants to try the new things. So I was the one that always say, give the hair clipper here. Let me cut your hair. Let me do this. Let me do that. Mm. I was always willing to do the most when it comes to cutting hair. So I think that is one of the reasons and why and how I found myself doing this. So there was a good reason why I always wanted to cut hair. And I never knew it until today.
Mm. Let's get straight into it. How did the idea for hashtag Blades of Honor for RX Radio come about?
So it's been a couple of years ago. Like, I think that was right in the beginning before COVID to strike. So this was my initiative to raise funds for the RX Radio station. And at that time, I wanted to do it. But then COVID was in the way, and you know, COVID caused like a lot of damages to a lot of businesses and sponsors in terms to sponsor me for whatever I wanted to do. So I had to just postpone the idea until whenever I think the time is right to do it again. Like now in 2024, I've decided, spoke to Kothar and tell her, listen here, I think this year we can do the thing that we wanted to do. We can eventually put this into the making. So 2024, it is here. And I approached the RX radio station and the people on the board. And I've come up with the idea, and we're going to implement the whole idea in order to raise funds for the RX radio station.
Please tell us more about the barber competition and how much you are hoping to do for RX Radio.
Oh, I'm hoping to reach at least 100,000, which is not impossible. So it's mainly if people out there who's listening now and those who are able to, you know, support the cause, if those people maybe, you know, can make it possible. Not only make it possible, we're trying to raise funds, so we're putting a lot of effort in. So with all of that being said, we hope to, you know, reach that total 100,000 rand.
And where could people who are interested go to donate to support the cause?
There's a link on the RX radio station thingy. There's a barcode that you can scan. I think I've never done it, so I normally just, you know, recommend people to do it. So obviously when you scan that thingy there, the barcode, it will take you and you will follow up with the rest. And the other thing is this, so you can just literally contact the RX radio station if you maybe want to do a direct, you know, sponsor or funding. It would be easy, I think. It is either the one way with the barcode, or the other way where you can just make contact with me or with the RX radio station.
Why do you think the public should donate towards the campaign?
Obviously, it's for a good cause. It's the RX radio station. It's a radio station that is situated on the grounds of the radio of the Red Cross Hospital. So, and it's a good cause because it's for the patients, for those that is, they grow up in this hospital. I mean, they've been here for like very, very long. With chronic diseases, so it's not things that goes away. things that you have to maintain and look well after yourself to, you know, literally stay alive. So, I mean, this radio station give a lot of these young folks hope. You know, there's not much out there for them, but this radio station give them a voice to say and to talk about the experience and to, you know, yeah. Yes, about that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Regarding the competition
or anything else?
Anything. For me, it's mainly about supporting the event, because that is the main key that we're looking towards. So yeah, if people out there can just reach out to the radio station or me that is hosting the event, I'll hook you up and I'll give you direct line to who you must fund, whatever you want to sponsor. Yeah, so yeah, let's hope sponsors is coming through and people are, you know, willing to donate, whether it is a 50 rand or 100 rand. I mean, a lot of 20 rands or a lot of 100 rands can make a good amount, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, but we'll pray over this. But thank you in advance.
Thank you for joining us, and we plead to all the listeners to please support this campaign. And since we are looking for sponsorship for Blades of Honor, here's a message from Suzette from WOW.
Hi, so this is Suzette from WOW Clipper, and I'm happy to let you know, Adil, that we are definitely sponsoring this great event of yours. We really appreciate everything you do in the industry and the upliftment you do for the youth. So we will sponsor all five categories, and we will also sponsor gift hampers for the runners-up. They will receive various professional clippers, and we are very excited about this event. We really pray that it'll be a great success.
That's absolutely great news. What do you think about this?
I'm overwhelmed because, I mean, they always sponsor, they always look out for the local community, and they always look out to sponsor any event that is benefiting, I mean, uplifting the community and, you know, the younger generation. So for me, yeah, I appreciate the sponsorship from WOW. I always do.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
And for the entire campaign and all the funds you're raising for Arctic Radio.
It's all a pleasure to do it.